12 years old, though, so they're a little embarrassed. So Drashi Shagila Pirkim Lagila Shonim. Sheesh Klem Cyrus, they had the hair growing on the bottom. Kilo Agila Pirkim, as if they're 12 years old already. Vein Lagila Chlal Shonim, they weren't 12 years old, these girls yet. Uboishis Akach, they were embarrassed to have the hair there. So what do? Is B'nai Saniyim, the poorer people, Taifla Saisim Basit. They used to use lime, Shmir himself was lime, and that would make the hair come off. B'nai Sashirim, the richer people, Taifla Saisim Basolis. They used to use fine flour. That they put on the body there, and that would make the hair come off. Benais Malachim, the people, the king's daughters, Bisanam Hamor, they would use better stuff, Bisanam Hamor. Shinam Rapota says, Shisha Chadoshim Shemin Hamor, the type of the Gemara, my Shemin Hamor, what is that? Machlaikis. We have Huna by Yim Yoma Sitchis. So Rashi says, La Yisparish doesn't know what it is. We have Yim Yabarabu Yoma Shemin Zayish La Yavirishlish. Kids that used to put upon himself olive oil from olives that didn't grow even the third right. That type of olive oil was something good for the body. It made the body very smooth, and it even made the hair come off there on the bottom of by the erva. So that's what the Benois Melechim used to use. So the kids, so that's what the Mishnah means. Of Aftipul Enoshim, this shmir, this type of a seif that's made from flour, that's chometz you shouldn't use on Pesach. Tanya of Yudhuayner. And Aniskin, what is, Aniskin is Shemin Zayish Lehevi Yishlish. That's what it's called. For Loma Socha Loisai, how come they shmir, why do they put this on their body? It makes the hair fall off there. It makes the bossa very smooth, very nice. That's why the young girls used to use this, to take the hair off by the Mokum Ervon, and to make... Again, Zeh Klal, Kol Shumim Min Dogin. That the Mishnah says, anything you have flour inside it, so the Mishnah says, if it's a tarubas, or else chametz nikshon, you're over balav. If you eat it, you're over balav. But karas is no karas. That's the chiddush. If you have a piece of bread that gets mixed up into something else, but tarubas, there's only a lav if you eat it now, no chiyav karas. Tanya, Omer Rav Yeshua, v'chimayach esheshaninu, kol shehu, min dogin, harei zeroi v'pesach, since the Mishnah says the klal, anything that has flour inside it, has from these five type of grains inside it, you should know there's an aveira to use it on Pesach. Loma monu chachon mefeilu. Why did the Mishnah have to say all these cases? Kutacha bavli, sheikh ramodai. Let it just say the cloud. What do I care what it's called? This is called kutacha bavli. So what? The site is, if it has flour, chametz inside this dish, you can't use it on Pesach. Why does the Mishnah have to say the names of these different type of dishes? Now the Gemara, kidei sheyehei rogel behem uvishmosayim. There's an Indian, yes, you should know these different type of dishes, you should know the name of it, and you should know what it's made up from. Because Nogaya, Kiho, like this Maisa, Kiho, the Ahu, Ba'amarov, a person from Eretz Yisrael, Ikloy the Bubble. He once went to visit in Bubble. Heavy Bishra Badei, he wanted to eat fleshik. He had a piece of meat with him. He sat down, teed his supper, he had fleshik, he had a piece of meat. Omalahu, so he told the servant, whoever was there, Krivule me tichli, bring me something to eat with the bread. With the meat. He wanted to have some other spices, some other food to eat. He didn't just want to eat his bread and meat. He wanted to have some lift and something to eat with it. A side dish. Shoma to kamri krivale kutach. So he heard the way the people there said, bring for this person kutach. He wants to have another side dish to eat with his meat. Let's bring him kutach. His kivon to shoma kutach pirish. As soon as he heard they're going to bring me kutach, he right away went away and said, don't give it to me. Why? Because the Mishnah with nose says kutach abavli. And the Gemara explains what is kutach habavli made up from. It has milk inside it, and it has salt inside it, and it has chametz inside it. So if you want to have a dinner made out of fleshiks, you can't eat kutach, because kutach has milk inside it. So it's negay to know what these things are made up from. It's good to know the ingredients. You want to know what food is, it's good to know what the ingredient, what this dish is made out of. So today you should know, if you want to have fleshiks, this is milk, you can't eat it now. So it's such an Indian to know food, know what the food is made out of. That's why the Mishnah says all these cases separately, to teach us exactly we should know what the ingredients of these things are. So we should know when yes to eat it, when not to eat it. Right. Harayel will be azur. So the Mishnah says that these things have a lot. If you eat this kutach habavli, that you have here bread, and you have salt, and you have milk mixed together. If you eat it on taste, that there's only a lav, there's no chiyuv karas. So tomorrow, man tana, who's the tana of our Mishnah that holds? The chometz dog and gomer. We have mamish real chometz in your dish. Ayadei tarubas. Just that it was mixed up. Like these first cases, this also sheikher hamodai. That was beer. The beer itself was made from something else, but they used to throw some barley water into it. Now, the barley water is chametz. That's not much barley that was made with water, became chametz. So they threw the chametz into the beer, so the beer has now a terubas, a mixture of chametz inside it. But our Mishnah says, if you eat it now in Pesach, you're only over lav. That's one chiddush. And vayta v'nuk shebeinai. These last cases in the Mishnah, these are melem, shel tabochim, or else these kolen shel seifrim, these are called chametz nuksha. It's pure chametz, it's only pure flour and water, but it's not 100% chametz, it's bad type of chametz. They didn't let it rise completely. It did not come 100% chametz. It's only 50% chametz. That's called nuksha. The nuksha beinai, and pure chametz, that's nuksha, belav. Who's the Tana from our Mishnah that says there's a lav if you eat either one of these two things? The Rashi says, Man Tana de Masnitsen Yislei Chomet Dogen Gomer Shenis Arev de Min Acher. If you have your bread mixed up into milk and salt, the Eino Bien, it's not then, Sheni Muach, it got dissolved there. Inami, that's one case. Rashi learns, not then means it had to be dissolved. If it's not dissolved, if you mamash have a piece of bread in your dish, Shenem Shit Yavi Chayev Chorus. That's mamash called eating bread. On Pesach, you take your bread and put it into soup and eat it, avad will be a chiv korah. That's called eating bread. Hayde terubas Rashi learns mean nimuach, means the bread got dissolved in the dish. It's a dish now made out of milk and bread, and the bread got dissolved there. So now there's only a lav if you eat it on Pesach. Inami, another case is the Kiddush Mishnah, chometz nuksha. What does that mean? Rashi says ra. That's bad type of a chometz. The isa bena, it's here by itself. Musaran alachilo asoy belav. There's a lav if you eat it. Tiktoni Masista Mishnah says, Kutecha Bavli, Vesheicher Amodai, Chometz, Dogen, Gomer, these things are pure Chometz, Elishin, Nisar, Vedover, Acher, it's mixed into something else. Vetashite, Noshim, Vienahu, Mashenki, and the Seif that the Noshim use to put on the body to make the hair come off, that's made out of pure flour. Elonukshu, what does that mean, Rashi says here? The Eina Royal Achila, it's not edible, it's not so edible. So that's a shrek type. The curve, it's ain't roy, it's not edible at all. Usually we had the gemaras before. Something that eats, shayna derech achilo, you're potter. And the other Mishnah says, if you eat chometz nukshin, it's a lav. So why does Rashi say it's ain't roy lachilo? So some want to say it just means it's not edible 100%. It's only a little bit edible. Or else you have to say, nechnami, here there's a chiddush. Even though chometz nukshin, Rashi is saying it's a bad type of chometz. Good chometz means you have your dough, and you let it rise nice, that's good bread. That's called good chometz. Bad chametz means you didn't let it rise good enough. It was half risen, half chametz, half not. That's a bad type of a chametz that most people don't eat it. There's a chiddush though. If you eat it on Pesach, you know there's no chiddush. You're over the lav. There's a lav eating chametz nuksha. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah that holds these two chiddushim? Regular chametz mixed in a terubis is a lav, and this bad chametz is also a lav. Now the Gemara Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Rabbi Meir he. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Tanya wrote in the Brisa like this. Seyer. Seyer means also dough that started to become chometz, but didn't become chometz really yet. Rashi says Seyer means shlenis chametz kol tzorkei. It's a dough that didn't rise completely yet. So it's a machlekes, what kind of dough are we talking about yet? But it says the Brisa, Seyer yisorit. You have to burn it. Mashmit's called chometz already. V'nois to the cowboy, course a sirah. Then it says, no, you don't have to burn it, but you can give it to your dog to eat. Mash mesmuta banor on Pesach. V'yoichla baboyim. And then it says, if you eat it, you get malchus. So, chrom ha'guf ha'kashya, it's a kashya that's brisa. Or Matthew just telling me this type of a dough that started to rise, but didn't rise completely. Say you, sir, this type of a dough you're telling me now is called chometz. Yep, you have to burn it. Alma, what do you see if you have to burn it? Also, bano, look, you're telling me this is called real chometz already, that you have to burn. For the Tani, then the Brisa says no. We're nice to lefnei cowboy. You're allowed to give it to your dog. Alma muta bano. You see, it's muta to have ano from it. So it's a zero. And the Gemara like this. Hochi kamar. This is what we mean to say. Seya yisorif. You're supposed to burn your unleavened bread. What does that mean? The Rab Meir la Rab Meir. Rab Meir according to Rab Meir Shita. And the Rab Yehuda la Rab Yehuda. We have Yehuda according to his Shita. There's a machlekes. What point is this dough considered like chometz already that you have to burn it? That's the machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. The Rashi brings down. Seyler for Rashi. Seyer, Rashi shlonis chametz kol tzorkei. Seyer pligi b'masdisin. The machlokes in the Mishnah later of Memches. Rabbi Meir kori Seyer as shechsif uponot. You have this dough
and started to rise a little bit, that the top already got pale. Shechsifu pona, the top of the dough changed colors already. Zel tchilas chimutzei. That's the beginning of the rising of the dough to say now it's the beginning to become chometz. That's what Rameya Shita is. And at this point, it's mamash, you have to burn it, it's called chometz already. Ulu Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't know, at that point, have a seyer shehischel lesodik. Here, Rabbi Yehuda don't know. What's called seyer? When it's more than just changed colors, but it started to get cracks inside the dough. Krasadokin, dakin, kakarnik, agovin. Echolakan, echolakan. You had a few cracks in the dough. That's called the beginning of chometz, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Abo shechsifu ponim. If you had your dough that stayed a little bit, true, it changed colors, but no cracks are there. We have Yehuda Matzi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's nothing wrong with it. It could be 100% matzah. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Now, Rabbi Meir holds, no, Rabbi Meir holds, as soon as the dough changes colors already, it's called chametz. Now, the Rabbi Meir is a trashi. Karni chagovim, chametz gomeru. According to Rabbi Meir, if the dough not only changed colors, but even got cracks in it already, that's mamas called chametz gomer. Now, the Brisa says like this, vachi vachi gomer. This is what the Brisa means. Say a yisur, if you have this dough, you have to burn it. What type? The Yosef Bano, Tak Yosef Bano, you have to burn it. Is Sayyid Reb Meir, Machzif Uponav. Yisarif Reb Meir. According to Reb Meir, as soon as the dough changed colors, you have to burn it. That's called Chometz according to Reb Meir. The Sayyid Reb Yehuda, now Reb Yehuda holds no. When do you have to burn it? And his shear is, the Reb Yehuda, when it gets already cracks in the dough. When you have cracks in the dough, that's when you have to burn it. So that's Pshat at the beginning of the Braita. So the Mahokah Kama. Say a Yisarif, this type of a dough that has a shame chometz already, you have to burn. The Reb Meir, the Reb Meir. Reb Meir says as soon as the dough changed colors already, that's the beginning of chimutz, you have to burn it. The Reb Yehuda, the Reb Yehuda. Yehuda holds no. When do you have to burn it? A little bit further. When the dough got a little cracks in it. That's called the beginning of chometz. But before that, the Yehuda says there's nothing wrong with it. Now, the Noisel of the cowboy, that's what the Braita says. You're allowed to take this dough and give it to your dog. Mashmet not also bano. I tell you, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda. It's talking about the type of a dough that just changed colors. Rabbi Meir sayer, that it didn't have any cracks in it yet. It only changed colors. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, sheet that's mamash matzah gomer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you give it to your dog. It's not called chametz at all. It's Rabbi Meir, the shear of Rabbi Meir, that the dough changed colors, is nothing to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rabbi Yehuda, at that time, you're allowed to give it to your dog. It's mutzah bano. Who the shalosh should even mutzah tidit l'chura. The Tzayis Taka speaks out. The Nesel of Nekabu, the Ramel of Yudah, Midirais Tafilu Bachim Ushari. Midirais, according to Rabbi Yudah, is even more to eat it. And we're saying now, if Yudah holds, until there are cracks in the dough, that's nothing. There's no chometz here at all. If it just changed colors, it means nothing. So Midirais, you will not eat it. Can I mean a pair of Kamu the Chulin? The Matzamal, you see. El Midirabonim also. But Midirabonim, though, if Yudah is made this type of a dough, that already changed colors, you shouldn't eat it, Midirabonim. But Avad, if it's Mutter Banor and Pesach, you're allowed to give it to your dog. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So it's good to brisa that this type of a dough that just changed colors and has no cracks in it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not called chometz, you're allowed to give it to your dog. The Yo'ichlei b'yaboyim. If somebody eats it now, he gets malchus. Also the Rabbi Meir. That goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. That Rabbi Meir holds, this type of a dough, if you eat it on Pesach, Rabbi Meir holds, what is it? It's only the color changed. So that's called the beginning of chometz, which is called chometz nuksha. That's called dead chometz. It didn't become real chometz yet. It didn't rise completely. It only started. So this is called chometz nuksha. And Rabbi Meir says, if you eat it, you get malchus. Is shaminu Rabbi Meir? We hear from Rabbi Meir that nuksha b'nei balav. This is mamash the case of chometz nuksha. This is the dough that started to rise, but didn't rise completely. All what happened to it, just the face, the color changed. That's the beginning of chometz. That's called chometz nuksha. So according to Rabbi Meir, you get malchus. It could be according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't get malchus. It's only chometz nuksha. But Rav Meir is the one that says you get malchus for eating chometz nuksha. Now, the Gemara is saying a svar now that Rav Yehuda is saying, V'chol shechein chometz doesn't gomer, ayidei terubis. Like Rav Yehuda is the one that said that our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. Now, all we hear clearly Rav Meir says is that chometz nuksha get a malchus. Rav Yehuda is saying, mazach you get malchus for chometz nuksha, pshito, of course, you get malchus if you have real chometz that just got mixed up with something else. I said, Adei Tarubais is the biggest svar to get Malchus according to Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. That you just have to find your Meir holds, Chometz Nuksha gets Malchus, so Kal V'chayna, for Chometz Adei Tarubais also you get Malchus. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns Pshat in our Mishnah. Tomorrow, Rav Nachman Amano. Rav Nachman doesn't hold from this svara. Rav Nachman holds no. Aidei Tarubais is the biggest svara to say it's less of a svara to say it's awesome than Chomus Mufsho. So Rav Nachman says from Rameya, you can't say our Mishnah goes according to Rameya. Because according to Rameya, I'll tell you only Chomus Mufsho is over the lav. But maybe Chomus doesn't gomer Aidei Tarubis. There's no lav maybe. So therefore, Rav Nachman has to say our Mishnah goes according to somebody else. Rav Nachman Omar Rav Lezi. Our Mishnah has to go according to Rav Lezi. The Tanya learned like this. Al chometz dogin gomer. If you eat pure chometz, oinish karis. If your mom is taking a piece of bread and leave it on Pesach, pshit yichayev karis. Ali ruvay. What about you take this bread and mix it up into milk and let it dissolve in the milk? You only drink it now. It's called a tarubis of chometz. Balav. You eat it now. That's called tarubis chometz. You only get malchus. There's no chiyev karis. It's only a lav. Give Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer shita. No. Al chometz dogin gomer oinish karis. If ye eat pure chometz on Pesach, you get karis for that. Al eruvay b'lay klum. If ye eat a tarubis of chometz, you took your bread and you dissolved it in water in the soup, and you eat the soup now, if mediris it's mutter, there's no lav even, there's no lav for tarubis chometz. That's the machlokes for Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakam and the Chomin. Now, so Rav Nachman says that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. Why? We see Rav Lezer, there is, if you have this real chametz that you mix up with other foods, there's a lot of eating it. So Rav Nachman knows it's a kal v'chomer, v'chol shechein nuksha b'enai. And avad, if you eat chametz nuksha, also you get malchus feeding it. As Rav Nachman holds, chametz nuksha is the biggest fraud to say there's malchus. Because chametz nuksha is then, it's the chametz by itself. I didn't rise completely, so what? That's so called chametz to be over lav. Ma'asheka, and Aidei Tarubis, it's not so poshut, maybe it should be bottled. So therefore, Rav Nachman had to find Rav Lezer that says that even if the chametz is mixed in with other foods, still it's for lav, that's how it's good, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezer. So Gemara explains that what the machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda is. For the Mara of Rav Nachman, my time will be Rav Yehuda, why doesn't Rav Nachman tell like Rav Yehuda that our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, that Rav Meir said that chametz nuksha, you get a lav? If you eat this unleavened dough, it's not completely chametz yet. It's only just started to change colors. You get malchus. So why didn't Rav Nachman say that's our time of the Mishnah? Amaloch, because Rav Nachman's story is, I'll tell you, Dilma maybe, Ad kan lekam Ramei Hosemela Nuksha Beinai. When did Ramei say you get malchus? Only if you eat this chametz, this unleavened dough, but our core part of it's then. It's the dough by itself. It's not mixed into something else. That's a more stronger Isser. That's why I understand you get malchus. Because this dough is complete, it's not mixed into anything else. It's not 100% dough, it's only started to get chametz, there's a law for that. But maybe, our chametz doesn't gummer. Even if you take pure bread, Aidei Tarubis, but you mix it into some other food and it gets dissolved there, loy, Rav Nachman's a swara, that's not so chummer. Maybe there you don't get malchus. Therefore, Rav Nachman said it wouldn't be sufficient to say, the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, because I would not know Aidei Tarubis. Therefore, Rav Nachman had to say, who does our Mishnah go like according to Rav Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says clearly, if you take your bread and mix it into something else in the tarubis, still there's a lav. So according to that svara, Rav Nachman knows, pshit the chomus nuksha is also a lav. Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's svara? Just the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda, my time will learn like Rav Nachman. How come Rabbi Yehuda did not learn like Rav Nachman? That our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eliezer, that old tarubis chomus is a lav. Well, Omoloch, Rabbi Yehuda holds the svara just the opposite. Ah, can't let come Rabbi Eliezer. From Rabbi Eliezer alone, I wouldn't know both dinim. If I only know Rabbi Eliezer, I would say, when did Rabbi Eliezer say there's a lav? Hosem el chometz dogen gomer de terubis. Maybe only when you have complete bread, it was completely chometz. Now you mixed it in with some other dish, that's when there's a lav. Because you started out with pure chometz. Avu nuksham b'yenai. But if you have this unleavened dough, it didn't become chometz legamri. It only say it only started to become chometz. It's only the dough changed colors. But it never became chometz gomer. Maybe like, maybe there won't be any lav. That's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. Therefore, from Rabbi Eliezer, I don't know the din of our Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. That's why Rabbi Yehuda said, who does our Mishnah go like? It goes according to Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir says clearly, chometz nukshi get a lav, the male according to that svara, pshiti get malchus, if yav eat chometz ade tarubis. Matanya kabos of Rabbi Yehuda. I'll bring you right to Rabbi Yehuda's svara, that chometz ade tarubis is more chomer than chometz nukshi. But the Brisa says like this, kol machmetzes loistochelu. This is an extra posse that says any type of chometz you should not eat on Pesach. Kol machmetzes loistochelu. L'rabbis is coming to include kutzach habavli, that you're not allowed to eat on Pesach Kutecha Bavli. What is Kutecha Bavli? That's a Taruvah Chametz. That you have the bread, that they mixed it up into the milk, and it got dissolved there. So the Braisa says that's what's Osetir on Pesach. You can't eat Taruvah Chametz. The Sheker Hamodi, that's also Taruvah Chametz. That's the barley that was mixed into the beer. The Chametz Adomi, also, that's the barley that was mixed into the wine to make the vinegar there. The Zeisma Mitzri, also it had the Chitim or the Serum inside it. These are all type of Taruvah Chametz. These are the things we say you're not allowed to do on Pesach. But it doesn't say anywhere about Chametz Nuksha. This Braisa doesn't add Chametz Nuksha. So you see a Svara that Chametz Ardei Taruvah is more Chomer than Chametz Nuksha. Because this Braisa doesn't mention any Chametz Nuksha. Mashma Chametz Nuksha is no Aveira. It's only us that teach Taruvah's Chametz. That's like the view this Svara. That Chametz Nuksha is less than Taruvah's. Yochel, I would think maybe the Braisa says, Yeyonish Chorus. Maybe if you eat this Chametz, that's a Taruvah's Chametz, maybe there'll be a Chiv Chorus. But the pasuk says, "Kol machmetes mash many chametz yiroifa." So who then should be a chiyuv koris? Talmudai mano. Another pasuk says, "Ki yichol oichel chametz v'nichrasom." But the pasuk says another pasuk, "Whoever eats chametz on Pesach gets koris." So it's a diyuk. Al chametz dogin gomer oynish koris. If you eat pure bread by itself, that's when you have a chiyuv koris on Pesach. The aliruvoi belav. But if you only take the bread and mix it into a taruba as a mixture and eat it with something else, when it's dissolved, Rashi learns, then there's only a lav. Now, man shamad lay, who's the tana di omar, ale ruve belav, that holds that eating the chametz, a day of tarubis, when it's mixed up, there's a lav, Reb Lezi. That was Reb Lezi Shita. So this brisa goes according to Reb Lezi. V'ilu nuksha bein aloi komar. And this brisa doesn't say any cases of chametz nuksha. It doesn't say the case of tipule noshim. Why doesn't this brisa say also tipule noshim? Shemamina yavaraya nuksha. When you have this tepule noshim, that's this dough, it's not the true, it's made from real flour, but it's not edible. It's a bad type of a dough. It's chametz nuksha. The Rabbi Elazar Lesley, according to Rabbi Elazar, there's no lav. So you see, it's svar like Rabbi Yehuda, that if you only told me there's a chia for chametz aydei tarubas, I would not know chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha is less. Since that chametz, like Rashi learns, is not edible, it's not, people don't eat it, that's a svar, that's already an answer it. Only according to Reb Meir, there's a special limud to say chametz nuksha also is oivrim. But if you just tell me tarubas, I would not know chametz nuksha. That's the right Reb Yudis Mora. For the Mora now, Reb Eliezer, eruvoi v'lav minoli. How does Reb Eliezer know that if you take this bread and mix it into another dish and it gets dissolved there, that if you eat it on Pesach, there's a lav? How do we know there's a lav? Yechsev, we just got finished saying, because the Pesach says, kol machmetz v'estachelu. Mashme, any type of a chametz don't eat. Not only pure chametz, even on the Adi Tarubis. For the Gemara, this is the Pasuk, Yehochi, Koris Nami L'chayim. You should even be Chayim Koris then if you eat this dish that has the bread mixed inside it. So, the Pasuk says by Koris, Ki Yichol Oichol Machmetes V'nichrasa. Another Pasuk. Now, before the Pasuk was, Ki Yichol Oichol Chometz V'nichrasa. So that's one Pasuk. If you eat Chometz. But there's another Pasuk that says clearly, Ki Yichol Oichol Machmetes V'nichrasa. Whoever eats Machmetes, you get Koris. So you're telling me now, machmetes means even taruvas chametz. So the pasuk says you get koris for it also. And the Gemara no. Hahumi boiler leketanya. This pasuk that it says next to koris that says machmetes, you need for another drosha. I need a leketanya like we learn like this. Machmetes ain li yelish and it's chametz mielav. I only know that the chiyuv koris if you eat chametz that rose by itself. The chametz mielav means you only put the flour and water and by itself it rose into chametz. That's when you chayiv koris. What about machmetes nachos dover acher? You put something else into the dough to make it rise. Like you put yeast in there, you put apple juice inside, you put something else in there to make it rise faster. How do I know that's also called chametz that you get koris? Talmud loyma kol machmetes v'nichrasom. That's the limud. That any type of dough that was risen, no matter how it became chametz, even aydei dover acher, still you chayev koris. For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's the true, the lav nami lahochu diyosam, if you're telling me now for machmetz, don't come to tell me. True, it has to be 100% chametz. The chiddush is just if something else is put in to make it chametz. Not only pure flour and water, but even if apple juice, something else came in to make it chametz, for that also, you get koris. Obviously, maybe when the pasuk says the first pasuk, ki kol machmetz lo yistachelu, maybe also it's only for that. To tell me, if you eat this chametz, you get a lav. So how do I know that taruvah chametz is belav? How do I know? And tomorrow, no. At the time when we have Lezer, Lezer learns out like this, Mikol. It says the first pasuk, Kol Machmetz Lezachelu. The Lashon Kol means something more.
not only real chametz, but even chametz that they terubis also is balav. It says lashon kol. Tavolay mekol machmetes. For the Gemara, ihochi for the Gemara, koras nami mechayiv. We're still back to the kasha. You should even be mechayiv koras also. To achieve the pasuk of koras also says it says ki chol leichem machmetes v'nichrasom. It also says lashon kol ki chol leichem whoever eats machmetes of nichrasom. So maybe ki kol also tells us not only chametz by itself, but even are they tarubis. And the Gemara no. Humi boiler lekatanya. This ki chol leichem machmetes v'nichrasom by the lashon of koras. That it says ki kol leichem machmetes, you need for another limud. This time we learn like this. The Katanya machmetes. We skip something. We always skip something. And again, even for chametz, it's only yellow and chametz from a meilov. Machmazorach and adam leimukom machmetes for nikrasom. For the mori hakad lav nam lachul yosid. Yeah, I skip something. We know this. El time we are blessed like this from here mikom. Also nam yiksev kol. Whom we boil leim lerabes esanoshim. From what it says by chorus. Ki chol leicha machmetes v'nichrasom has come to tell me even women, even noshim. Nosh, that what? If an ish eats chametz on Pesach, she's chayav koris. How do I know if an ish eats chametz on Pesach, she's chayav koris? From this pasuk. Ki chol leicha machmetes v'nichrasom. Whoever eats chametz gets koris. Not only men, even women. That's what we need the pasuk, ki chol leicha machmetes. Therefore it's good. By the koris is only telling us women are chayav. But by the law that it says, kol machmetes leisachelu, that's come to tell me that chomet adei tarubles, you get a law. For the Gemara Noshim, you want to tell me, how do I know that women are chayiv koros of these chomet of Pesach? Midi Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka. We know it's from someplace else. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'chein tonen the Rav Yishmoel. Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, ish or isha, a man or a lady, ki yaseh mikol chates odem. If they do any type of an Aveiro, that the Chayiv the Korban there, the Chayiv Malkus, they get their Oinshin. The Pasuk is saying, Hishva Kosev, the Pasuk makes it equal, Ish Lisha, a man to an Isha, L'chol Oinshin Sheba Torah. There's any Lav, any time a Torah says a Lav, don't do something, that Lav applies to a man and to a lady equally. So we know already, since there's a Lav not teach Chometz and Pesach, and it's easy to get Chorus, Shita, if an Isha eats Chometz and Pesach, she also gets Chorus. So what do I need a new pasuk for? Ki chol leichem machmetz v'nichrasa to tell me even an isha. Chita an isha gets chorus. So tomorrow no itzruch. I would think maybe chometz is different. Itzruch. I need a special pasuk here. Because talkot that the chemin of high would think, hoyu uksiv loy seichel olav chometz, pasuk is a